Hello.
Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for CD grading and land management.
This is him.
Oh, hi. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there in the area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured. So, you know, when you do that search, it'll show the map of the local area. It pops up in the middle of the page?
Yes.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the local guys that service within that area. So right now in your area, they see Lester's Grading or Grade A Site Services. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
Not specifically, but...
No? Okay. Well, they're smaller, usually like single owner operators, but they're just a couple that are benefiting from being listed there in your area now. And that's where we would be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of the local options when people search from there as well. Now,
okay.
The reason you're getting this call today is they had that other first page position become available in that area. So we're assigned it to that area today. We're calling through to fill that other spot there. So if we were to program you in to appear there too, just like those guys, you won't share your position either or rotate. Every time that search is performed, you'll be there to catch them, you know, at that moment that they're ready. But they would have to be searching from within your service area in order to see you. So if the 33548 is home base for you, how far are you typically traveling for the work?
I've gotten stuff all over the place realistically, but like with usually around 25 mile radius. I mean, I got a job that's going to be happening in a couple of weeks out in Wekiwatchee, and then one in Bradenton, Safety Harbor, you know, Dade City.
Okay, so Bradenton's pretty far. Okay, so anywhere like Tampa would be appropriate, right? Lakeland?
North Hillsborough County, Pasco County, yeah.
Okay, wonderful. Is it just you, or are you and a partner, or like a crew?
Just me.
Just you. How long have you been in business with the LLC?
Either like a few days past a month.
Oh, really? You're new?
Yes,
okay.
Very new.
Okay. Okay. And then I was looking for a website for you, and when I type the business name into the box, so it'll show me all the different places you've been listed online, and I see some directory listings and some 5 out of 5 star ratings. There's the Facebook page, but I didn't see a standalone site for you. Is Facebook kind of what you're using as your online spot?
I haven't developed a website yet, just because I was using Angie for my listings or my leads, and that went very quickly, and there was quite a bit of traction with that in the beginning, so I just didn't have the time immediately to open up a website specifically. But I'm also in the middle of trying to become verified on Google, and I was trying to get that taken care of, and then I was going to build a website, but they didn't mention anything about needing a video or stuff like that, and or like in the video having a picture of or a captured image of the
signage,
invoice or something like that, that, you know, in the business name. And when I actually just talked to them today about that, so I gotta do like a video or something that they need me to do to get verified.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar. Okay, yeah, I hear that a lot, trouble with the verification, and we can fix that for you too, if you'd like. So as a Google Channel partner, we submit more businesses to Google every day than anyone else in the country, so we can get you verified without all of those snags you'll encounter when trying to submit on your own. And then the website is on the radar, right? And then how do
Yes, I know it's necessary.
Yeah, I mean, you just have a better chance of being chosen, right, by the prospect. So the Angie's List, you said it went, the leads, they went very quickly. Do you mean that you're still with Angie's leads now, or you tried
it? Yes, I am. I'm still with them. I get, there's quite a lot of opportunities through Angie, especially since it seems to be because I offer tree service and everybody like needs tree service. But, yes, I use Angie, right. I'm listed on Angie and I use their lead generation services as well.
Wonderful. Okay. And are most of the leads turning over for you into jobs?
I would say about, probably at current standing, I'm at about a 50% approval rating. I've got a few of them that I'm still waiting for approvals, and so far I might have had maybe 20% just say no or go with somebody else.
Okay, that's not bad, a 50% acceptance rate. Okay, so would it be fair to say with that 50% that you've made back what you've invested with Angie's overall?
You know, I was looking at that the other day, and I believe so. But I also haven't finished, probably like four of the completed jobs. With those being completed, yes, I definitely have. But as
okay.
I sit right now with what's been completed, I think I'm just over. But yeah, I am. I'm not necessarily a lot over, and it's been a consideration of possibly not keeping up with their, they have it to where I essentially have a monthly budget and then they just feed me leads and immediately charge me for them. And then they have another form they call opportunities where it basically gives you a slim overview of what the job is, what they need and the general area. And then you can choose to pay for the lead. And I might continue with that because their lead generation, their opportunities or their lead section where they basically just force leads upon you aren't necessarily my favorite.
Okay, and so you have the option to go with just the opportunities. Okay, yeah, that's what I like to hear. I just kind of want to make sure that you're able to – well, so I guess my question for you, if you can do well with a program like Angie, you'll do great with Google only because – well, with Google, the calls would be coming directly to you, like live – living, breathing human beings calling your phone directly. And then that way you wouldn't be limited to the number of leads. You just kind of have some freedom too to pick and choose. And you see value in that too?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Well, why don't I do this? Why don't I pull up the pricing for that position that they have available there today? And then that way, if you decide that you want that spot, we can go from there. Does that sound good?
So we essentially, I'm trying to understand, like, you guys, will you help me get verified on Google and then essentially just kind of create and manage the business page to keep me on one of those, the first page or something like that?
Right. So it'll always be on that first page. Every single time that search is performed, if they're within your area, you'll be there for tree services, grading. And I can grab the number of keywords that would come with it as well. Let me just message Nadine. She's my director for that area and give me the number of keywords. I'll get the pricing for you. So being that they have that area open for programming today, if we could get you verified, get you up on that first page and make that affordable, that's not a bad idea, right? So list yourself there?
No, that would be fantastic.
Okay, let me grab that. She's coming now. The number of keywords.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Hello.
Doing well?
Good.
Awesome.